This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems. OPP for short. What do we got today, Tiak?
We have Patty, and she's dealing with a divorce and co-parenting question.
Oh, Slacker. You got it.
You guys can just step out of the room. This one wired.
Let's go get a Slurpee.
Stay. Patty?
Yay.
Tell us about your problem.
Oh boy, my problem. Let me just shut the door so that they can't hear me in there. Oh my goodness. Well, I have a daughter and a son, a 14-year-old daughter and a son who's 9. Anybody out there identify so far? So I'm dealing with that. And I have an ex-husband who, of course, has equal visiting rights. And the kids love going there. And unfortunately, right now, my daughter seems to really love going there so much that she wants to move there. She wants to move there. She wants to go live with him. My ex, it's like my 14-year-old baby daughter, like the most important years of her life, she wants to spend away from me. I mean,
okay, yeah. But I mean, you have 50-50 custody. It's really strange because your kids are the exact same ages as mine, except reverse. So maybe our kids can date at some point.
What?
No. She said 14 and 9.
Oh, my God. Why? For some reason, I'm thinking my kids are 14 and 9.
No.
What just happened?
They're 18.
Okay.
Don't let them live with that. They barely know these kids.
Oh, my God. They were 14 and 9 at one point, weren't they?
I don't know.
Okay, never mind. What? Okay, I'm really sorry. Did I just have a stroke?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably. But you sound like my ex, my husband, and this is what I'm worried about. And then I'm worried my son's going to want to go live there, and I'm going to be an empty nester before they've even flown the coop.
Yeah, but is it something he's doing? Is it something you're doing? Like, is his house more
fun? No, he's just, he's the cool dad. You know the deal. There's less discipline in their eyes. So, of course, she wants to go, live there, and then, her brother will want to join. Of course. Because he's not the disciplinarian. I am.
So is he open to taking her, like, full-time?
Yes, but I don't want to lose her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
it's very upsetting. Upset right now.
I'm sorry, Patty. And you have the two kids, so is it important that they stay together to you, or would you keep...
Yes, of course. I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I mean, what if it's, you said she wants to go, does your son want to go too, or would you send the son?
Yeah, he loved his sister, so he'll do whatever she does. And, this is really, my husband should be it's his, I'm blaming him now because he should man up and say, honey, you're welcome here anytime, but you know, you're where you belong right now is with your mom and blah, blah, blah. However he wants
back
to put
forth,
it.
Back and forth, not just with you.
He's like, tricking them. Yeah. No, he's, okay. You know, with the movies, the pizza, whatever, you know, every day isn't Friday night. Okay. There's week.
So it just
night.
Sounds like, okay. Mm-hmm. He's winning
in the cool factor.
I know.
Right.
It is an advantage that dads have. And I feel I reap
Thank
those advantages as a
it
dad.
Is,
like
right.
You get to come and rough house.
Yeah, but you're still married. So it's different. Because it's okay when you're the fun one. Because you're co-parenting inside the same house. I get what Patty's saying. I would imagine my ex-wife feels a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
Where...
And like at 14, that's such a pivotal age for a young girl. And I know
exactly.
When I was 14, I did not really get along with my mom. And you just have that
right.
Natural.
But if, let me get the phone number in here, 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. If Patty insists, it's one of those things, the harder you tighten your grip, the more she'll slip through your fingers.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you say there's absolutely no way you can go over there, it's the Montagues and the Capulets, right? She's going to be like, but I love him, mommy. Right? Like, you're
oh,
not,
yeah.
I know it's very, it's not the same, but you know what I'm saying.
No, I literally don't know what those words you just said were.
Montagues and
it's
Capulets.
Very yeah. Sid and Nancy.
Romeo and Juliet.
Oh.
Oh my God. Am I the only cultured person in this room?
I knew it.
You didn't know your kids'
Romeo,
age.
Romeo,
Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, Romeo,
Romeo
don't
Juliet.
Get me started.
Romeo and Juliet.
Okay. Patty, I don't know what the right answer for you is. I feel your pain because you're very you're very passionate about it. But I just
is there a way, like you said, if you tighten too hard, right, you might lose them. Is there a way to go okay and maybe
call her bluff?
And let him go live there, and maybe she'll see like the fun dad's great for a weekend or two, but when you need like the last minute bake sale
you need
stuff for home, like all the
the
structure, exactly.
Sheets clean, like just any normal thing. When you need
kids,
food,
don't care
like
if their sheets are clean.
Dinner,
sorry,
yeah.
They don't care if they're getting pizza on a Tuesday night and staying up till midnight watching scary movies.
Priorities. Mm-hmm.
They don't care if their laundry's clean. I'm sorry.
Oh no, don't say that.
I'm not trying to be mean to you, but I'm like, here's the thing. I know that I am living in a co-parenting situation, and I would guess probably 50% of the people listening. Or so you're not the first person to go through this when your kids are like, that person's more fun. So we need people to call in and say, what'd you do? Because it's like,
who gets to decide?
Yeah.
Because she's at 14, you don't get to make a lot of decisions, right? But then this seems like.
You also want to empower your kids at an early age to make some decisions, to have some autonomy over who they are. Is that a big word for you? You got it?
I got it. I'm following. Thank you.
Where
it's a form of running away. It's a form of running away, but at least they have somewhere to go.
But it's somewhere that you don't.
Can I ask real quick, what was the reason for the divorce? Because maybe the kids, your daughter at least has seen it and is like, oh, I'm kind of picking dad's side.
Oh my God, that's dark.
Well,
but great
I don't
question.
Know. He's a musician, so I think
you're the worst.
Fill in the blank.
I'm kidding.
I'm right here. So you don't think this is her picking dad's side or anything? She just wants to live there.
Yeah, it's going to be more fun,
Okay.
He's out at night, he's playing gigs, he's,
Oh, boy. So she could be more unsupervised and whatnot.
Exactly.
Patty, hang on. We're going to get you some answers here. I
don't know. And then she's got the, would you say, 9-year-old brother?
Yeah. Same ages as my kids.
Are you okay?
7 years ago, I don't know. Why did that sound
I don't know. You were confident, too.
I was so confident. I was just, all of a sudden, I was like, me is not.
Your kids are closer in age than that, too. I don't think they were ever those two ages.
No, they're like 3-4 years apart.
That's 5. 14 and 9.
All right, I'm going to go
Stay with mom. These kids need mom.
I'm going to go get some cognitive assessments. What in the hell just happened? All right. Patty needs to know. She doesn't want her 14-year-old moving because it would probably mean both of them will move.
Yeah.
And then you just don't have an attachment to your... I like the idea, T-Hack, of calling the bluff. I do. But It probably won't work. Her, she's like, oh, they're eventually going to want clean sheets. No, they're not.
They're not going to notice.
They're eventually going to want a home-cooked meal. Hack, would you care to talk? No, they're not.
No, but there are things that, like, he's not going to step up. He's not going to not going to get him to the concerts on time and the school events.
They're
like,
14 and 9. But they don't care. It's, if
it's
you,
too risky, you think, it,
to call.
To call
her, to call the bluff, I think it's too risky. It's like, all right, kids, you want candy all the time for dinner? They'll eat it.
Yeah.
I had some last night.
Right? Exactly. They're not eventually going to go, oh, my stomach hurts. They're going to go, okay, can I have Reese's tonight? The Snickers aren't sitting well from yesterday. They're like, kids,
how
don't.
How do you know? This is exactly what happened.
All right. Patty does not want to lose custody of her kids, but they kind of want to live with dad. Help her out. 303-222-5423.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Patty. She's got kids who are 14 and 9. Shared custody with her ex-husband. And all of a sudden, the 14-year-old girl has decided, I think I'd be better off at dad's. I want him to have full custody of me and just spend all my time over there. Mm-hmm. I mean, just as a parent, that would sting so bad. But she also has this feeling like she's going to go over there and just live unsupervised.
Yeah.
It's like Lord of the Flies over there.
Yeah. Pizza parties and sleepovers and ice cream
for
breakfast.
I know, but she's saying those things. I mean, that's not bad. Is that bad?
No, that's very not Lord of the Flies.
No, I mean, but she's like, he's a musician. He'll be out and about. So she just doesn't think it's a good idea for a 14-year-old, period. But also she's got some bitterness towards the ex. So we're trying to figure out, what do we do with a 14-year-old who doesn't love you anymore? Xavier?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think she should let the kids go stay with the father. Mainly because I'm going through that myself. I went through that myself.
Okay.
And the thing is, she's had the kids all this time. He's the parent, too. He wants to spend some time with the kids as well. Whereas, while she's holding them away from him, all the time they're feeling like they're missing out on things. They could grow up and feel like they should have been there, and they could start to hate her in the long run. Now, the thing is, if it would have been the other way with me, if my kids' mothers would have had my kids come stay with me, I would have totally been like, okay, look, these are the rules. You ain't doing the things you didn't do at your mom's house. If she says she doesn't approve of this, I'm not going to approve of it either. Things ain't going to change just because y'all are over here. I'm not going to exclude her because you're over here. But at the same time, I want the same amount of time with my kids as well. I love them too.
Because you fully understand what co-parenting is.
Exactly. Mm. This is not a time to get separate.
No.
This is where you really have to join together. Yeah.
But like, it seems to me.
Yeah, I mean, I dig it. I understand, but you have to let the kids go because, like I said, they could grow up and be like, you know, I wanted to be with my dad because no telling what could happen. They could grow up hating her because of this. But what she's looking at is, are they going to put me out while they're over there. I don't feel like he's going to do that. I feel like he's going to totally include her in all the in the decisions while raising them and not exclude her. You know, she just let it happen, you know, because
it is a good
like
point.
I said, she wouldn't want that. If he had the kids this whole time and they wanted to go live with her, she wouldn't feel, you know, good about them. Him not letting them come over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and if he hasn't been the primary, if they haven't been living with him for this long, he's going to need, like, help, right? I mean, yeah. As far as, like...
Or not. I mean, thank you for the call, Xavier. I mean, like, he can do it. I think he's showing he can do something.
Yeah.
And that's why the girl wants to go there. He's probably showing that he keeps his eye off the ball a little more. She could probably get a little sip from the liquor. I'm not saying I know what this 14-year-old wants to do, but she's definitely, there's something over there she wants. But just like we all just keep saying, if you tell anybody, especially a 14-year-old, they can't have something,
they're going to try even harder.
Yes. Dude, Patty is not making her life any better for herself. Rhonda?
Yay.
What do you think?
So, I've been in this situation, and I think dad gets to dip in, buy pizza, have fun, be happy, fun dad.
Yep.
And then the kids go back to mom. I think, and Patty, you got to hear me here, 15-year-old girls are not a lot of fun sometimes, and they really resist their moms. I think you let dad and daughter have each other for 3 months, and I mean... Let them live together, and he gets to put up with the eye rolling. He gets to deal with the homework. He gets to deal with the back talk, all of that, and just make it an agreement for 3 months.
Because Fun Dad, you're right. Fun Dad is like fentanyl, right? Small doses. Yeah. Yep. Sorry, it's a terrible analogy.
I don't want to agree with that analogy.
Fun Dad is not sustainable. Even him, like, at a certain point, the eye roll, the dishes in the sink, the bedroom looking like crap, eventually he's going to be like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, we got to start changing the rules.
And then,
we didn't want to change the rules.
Yeah.
That's why we're here.
I came here so to be Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
That's a good idea. Thank you, Rhonda.
A test program.
Janine?
Yay.
You're on the test program track too, right? You think they should try it?
Well, I have a couple questions because I came in late. Are they on schedule A or B right now?
What do you mean? Is the kid with her or with him? She's not on the phone anymore, but I think the kid's probably with him if she was calling us.
Mm. Well, yeah, but I mean on visitations, do they have equal joint custody?
It sounded like they do, yes.
Yeah.
Then she wouldn't lose custody, but I would give them, speaking from me controlling everything my daughter did, it bit me in the, you know what, when she turned 18 and hence paying for it now. But the thing I would probably do is say, let's try it for 3 months and then switch the visitation schedule and see how they like it with dad taking care of like things like... you know, all the things that moms typically are expected
and trust me,
to do.
Dad, we don't know how to do it.
That's what I'm saying, especially all the little things that fall through the cracks with that, the parent-teacher conferences, projects late at night. Oh, what about the bake sale tomorrow? Like,
I think I'm such a badass, but if I'm being honest, so much falls through
the cracks. Well, you're an exception, Steve. You're an exception. I can tell you that my husband is a badass, too, but he comes home when I'm working because we're both teachers and we kind of alternate, you know, taking care of our grandkids. And it's kind of one of those things that we didn't really give my daughter a lot of autonomy when she was in high school. And then the minute she turned 18, it was like, sorry, you can't tell me what to do anymore. So I think teaching them how to make these difficult decisions and learn, hey, dad, I need this for school, or I have cheer practice. What do you mean you can't get me there? Or this do, that do. Can you help me with my homework?
I think the sickest part of this is we're all basically saying, try it.
Yeah.
Because he's going to fail.
And maybe he doesn't, and that's okay
if he
too.
That's a big dice to roll for Patty, because if he doesn't, then she loses her daughter.
But it's not.
You
permanent.
Gotta have faith.
We're
he's
confident.
A guy.
Yeah, he's gonna screw it up.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.